Well, thanks for joining us on the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor at our Westerville campus. And this past Sunday, we kicked off our Wide Open World mission series. And man, we're so excited to be talking about all that God has done through our church over the past year and really setting a vision for this upcoming year of what we believe God is calling us to do missionally as a church. And during this the series, we're kind of approaching missions from three different perspectives and angles, talking about missions locally, like we did this past week, nationally, and then internationally. And each week during the podcast, we're going to be highlighting some different ministry partners that we're connected with across all of our campuses, and just kind of putting a spotlight on these ministries, talking about what they're doing, how we can pray for them, and just explaining a little bit about our partnership with them. And today we want to highlight the Daily Needs Assistance, the DNA Community Center. And I want to start by reading a verse from Luke chapter 10, verse 2. And it says this, "And Jesus said to them, 'The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into the harvest.'" You know, the DNA Community Center is a nonprofit faith-based organization that believes and acts on the premise that God's DNA, God's heart, is to care for the fatherless, to care for the widow, the lost, the lonely, those who suffer injustice in their life. And it's out of this foundational belief, this DNA, that this ministry offers programs that minister to both the physical and, most importantly, the spiritual needs of our community. And LifePoint has actually partnered with DNA for the past 2 years since we launched our Plain City campus. We've served DNA and supporting their food pantries, providing for their clothing store, and even their community pancake breakfast. And we're thankful for this partnership that we have, especially at our Plain City campus. And today I just want to give you a few ways that you can be praying for the DNA Community Center as we talk about them and think about the work that God is doing through them. So few ways you can be praying for them. One is to pray for provision for the DNA Center, that they would have what they need in order to serve and to be a blessing to their community. Second, pray for a permanent space for DNA. Right now, they're kind of spread out in several different buildings and churches and locations, and would really love to be able to consolidate to one central space where they do their ministry out of. Thirdly, pray for the hearts of those who are seeking support from the DNA Community Center, that through coming and having their physical needs met, that their eyes would be open to their greatest need, which is their need for Jesus. And fourthly, pray for the DNA leadership team as they're making decisions about managing resources and personnel and what services to offer, that God would give them wisdom, that God would give them grace, and that God would give them strength to sustain them as they're carrying out God's work in the Plain City area. So I just want to take a moment now to pray for them, to thank God for this partnership, and then give you a chance to pray as well. So Father, we thank you for the work you're doing all over Columbus, through our campuses, through our ministry partners. Lord, you are clearly at work here. You're moving. We're seeing people come to know you. We're seeing lives changed. And God, we're just thankful that we get to be a part of that. And Lord, today we want to pray for the DNA Community Center. God, this ministry that's doing such important work, meeting the physical needs of those who are marginalized, of those who are often overlooked in our society. God, we thank you for their heart for these people. Lord, I pray that you would sustain them, that you would strengthen them, Lord, that they would rely on your grace and your power, and that through their ministry, although they're meeting physical needs, God, ultimately they would meet the greatest need that everybody has in their life, which is their need to know you as their Savior. God, open the eyes of the people that they minister to. Lord, do what only you can do. Save your people through the work of this ministry. So, Father, we love you, and we pray all of this in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.